Steve, that takes the game of two halves to a completely new level, doesn't it?
I mean, yeah, we're absolutely right, because we've seen two halves and close games, but that was unbelievable. You know what, 5 goals in 13 minutes from a world-class striker who's coming into form and against a City team who can and are capable of doing that, which they showed. But you never saw that coming at half-time. I never saw that coming. I thought we came here, we wanted to win. We set out to win. And I think in that first half we played to win. And I think it shook Man City. We scored the first. The second goal Mitro scored was not offside. So you're going 2-0. We had other opportunities as well. And we're causing them problems. Goal just before half-time lifted them. But it's difficult to explain the 13 minutes.
Have you ever been involved in a game like that where your team, against the nature of an opposition like that, has played so well first half and then just capitulated second half?
No, it's the first time, so it's a bit of an enigma for myself, but something that we have to address and look at. And, you know, today we've showed the strength of the team and also the weakness.
I mean, it begs the question, what you've said there, can you take positives out of it? Can you be heartened by it? You know, people will look at it and think, well, you've lost 6-1. But there were things in that first half that were very good.
I thought the first half, and last week the first half, I thought, when I look, was near damn it perfect. The way we set out, the way we defended, the way we attacked. Our game plan was perfect. And the last 2 weeks have shown, you know, the hard work that they've put on the training field. You can start to see it now coming out there. And that's encouraging. And we're saying, I think we found a system and we found a way of playing, which is going to win us games. We've come across Chelsea and Man City. In the meantime, we've got world-class players who can pull the game out the hat, which they have done. So you're absolutely right. At the moment, could I take positives from it? I'm trying very hard. As I say, we've got strengths and we've got weaknesses, and we have to react now. We have to kind of toughen up and not feel sorry for ourselves and make excuses and get back on the horse, as they say, and our season starts in 2 weeks, Norwich at home.
We saw evidence last week that against the top teams, even a 2-goal lead isn't enough sometimes. No. But you really should have doubled your lead in that first half. If you'd have just nudged it up to 2, you might have had more of a chance.
We, of course we would, and you know, I think that proved last week. But you know, you come in, and I've done it before and played at places. And you know, I remember a few years ago, and we got beat 7-0 at Arsenal in January, and come May we were in a FA Cup semi-final and UEFA Cup final. So, you know, that's what I've said to the dressing room, that you've got to take this. It hurts. But you've got to take the positives of we were damn good in the first half and last week, and know that there's a team in there. We just need to, toughen up a bit. And we've got to do it for 90 minutes.
We've talked already about the fact that this is a club that's sadly used to losing games and is mentally a little bit fragile when they go behind in games. Did we see that again second half?
Well, you know as well as I do, you know, the answer to that. And we can't allow that. No way can you allow that. And, you know, that's the something that they need to take on board. And we
can
all need to.
Can you teach that, though? Does that just come with winning games?
It can do, but sometimes you win. You know, you're going to come across adversity, not just game to game, but minutes in games, and you have to deal with it and handle it. And that's part of the process. So getting beat like we did, we'll either toughen them up, or we'll either send other players completely the other way. We hope, we want to toughen up mentally and physically, because we lost the game in a 13-minute spell.
Just finally from me, is the two-week break now a good thing for you, or does it allow you to, or lead to you potentially stewing on that result?
I mean, we're always going to stew on it, and I think you'll only know that when we come back and you know, the performances against Norwich, Sunderland, whoever we've got after that. Mm-hmm. You know, we've got to start our season, and we've got to take what we've done the last 2 weeks, all the positives, rid of the negatives, and go forward. There is a team in there. At the moment, it's just not consistent over 90 minutes. But you can see the work that's being done. That you know, we came here to win the game, and in that first half, we very nearly did.